This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and tonight, the 11th of April, I'm here at Waverley Court with Chief Executive of the City of Edinburgh Council, Andrew Kerr. You're in charge of the Leith Walk by-election tonight, and they've just started counting the votes. Now, Andrew, you're going to tell me how the votes are counted and who decides, how it's decided who the winner actually is, aren't you?
Okay, so this is a single transferable vote system, which means we take all 11 candidates and take all their votes, and they are all counted. And if at that point some candidate has more 50% plus one vote, they win the by-election.
50% of what?
50% of the total vote. If they've got more than 50% and plus one vote, it has to be plus one vote, they win at that point. If not, the lowest vote gets discounted and their second preference votes are added to the count. You then count it all again. If somebody else has 50%, if somebody has 50% plus one, they've won the election, and so on. And sometimes that goes to the eighth and ninth round of votes. There's 11 candidates here, so it can get quite complicated.
It does sound really very complicated. I'm glad you've got a clear head tonight for all this counting. But actually, the counting's not done manually, it's done electronically, isn't it?
No, that's right. It's done electronically, and the computer work out those very complicated calculations that I've just explained to you. You can do it manually, it would just take us hours. Whereas we have machines, very clever machines, that do it for us.
So just to confirm, it's 50% of the electorate rather than 50%.
No, 50% of the votes cast plus one.
Okay, we're looking out for that.
And whenever a candidate gets to that point, at whichever round that is, they become there.
When are you going to know how many votes have actually been cast then? When does that come out first?
Yes, it comes out first. So that should be about 11 o'clock tonight. And 11:30 for the result. Because it happens very quickly thereafter, because the computer doesn't.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I.
Thank you.
I'm going to get a new councillor.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You can read the full length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.